Yuma. About 3 months ago, we had a tour down in Florida, and on our way back, we stopped in Yuma, Virginia, in my hometown. We were pretty tired, and we stopped to spend the night at my brother's house. Well, my brother has a family of 5 children, and whenever we stopped, you want to do yours now, let me do mine. We stopped there to rest, and like I said, he and my brother had 5 children. Whenever we all dropped in, that made quite a house. So the fellow I'm going to introduce to you next, we had a little problem. We sat around, we ate supper and sat around and enjoyed television, talked a while, and we all went to go to bed. When we started to go to bed, we had a little problem as to where he was going to sleep.
Always do.
Anyway, he wound up sleeping in the very top bedroom upstairs with my little nephew, which is about 5 years old. Well, my nephew's already up there ready to go to bed when Red went up. So when Red went in the room, my little nephew was on the opposite side of the bed over there, nailed down beside the bed. Red said, "Well, how nice, little fellow's over there saying his goodnight prayer before he goes to sleep. And just to show my gratitude for that, I'm going to kneel down right on this other side of the bed and do the same thing." So he did. And when he knelt down, my little nephew raised his head up from the door and said, "Mister, what are you doing over there?" He said, "Well, I'm doing the same thing over here as you're doing over there, son." He said, "Well, you're going to catch a dickens in the morning because the pot's on this side." Let's make a round of applause, by the way.